During John Paul's time as Pope, the Catholic Church in Wisconsin closed parishes and struggled with a priest shortage and clergy abuse controversies. But last night, at a prayer service honoring the late pontiff, hundreds of people filled one of Milwaukee's largest cathedrals. Roman Catholic cardinals are starting the process of choosing a new pope. Milwaukee churchgoers aren't suggesting specific names, but one woman says she wants a peacemaker.
You know, somebody that will promote peace in the world.
Another woman, who gave her name as Maureen, says she wants the new pope to have a lot of enthusiasm and a great personality. Maureen says she realizes the next Roman Catholic leader will face a lot of problems.
But you're always going to have some type of issues because there's an element that exists in the world that is always going to try to stop the good from coming. But the good will overcome everything.
But the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says the Catholic Church won't thrive in the U.S. if the next pope doesn't do more to address the clergy abuse issue. SNAP Midwest leader Peter Isley praises John Paul II for acknowledging the abuse problems. But Isley says the pontiff failed to meet with victims, fully apologize to them, or open the personnel records at the Vatican. Isley says church leaders need to set a moral example.
You've got to clean your own house first. I think it's fair to say that part of the loss of so many Catholics, millions of Catholics in the United States over the past decade, has been in part very much due to the moral example that they are not seeing from the leaders of the church.
Isley says the new pope should also change canon law to make sure that no clergy member convicted of sexual abuse remains connected with the Catholic Church. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.